He is the guru. That's what he likes to be called. He joins us right here in the studio. Hello, guru.
If I've told you once, I've told you a thousand times.
Self-named,
there's only one guru. Eric.
Eric.
Eric the guru.
Yeah, yes. He was. He was.
How's it shaping up, mate, this weekend? Oh, look, firstly, let's go back to last weekend. What did you make of it?
Yeah, look, good first weekend. Plenty of controversy in every game that was played, as you're going to get. You know, the stakes are high, but most of the time we were arguing over infinitesimal decisions, weren't we? You know, some of those were absolutely line ball calls, and
someone's going to lose out.
Someone's going to miss out.
Infinitesimal.
Yes.
Yeah, we'd probably look at it, and
it'd be close, I reckon.
If it went the other 50%, the other side, then the other two teams have probably won. That's how tight it was. So
Yeah, exactly right.
Probably no wonder there's been debate.
That's finals footy.
Season's on the line. So
Kelly hangs on to the ball, Manly win anyway.
Exactly right. Exactly right. You know, there were plenty of mistakes made by the players when there were that points been made.
Yeah. What do you don't keep ref stats, do you?
Not so much, no. I mean, like, I keep penalty
counts. They've got a lot of decisions to make.
They've got a huge number of decisions to make in every game. And look, they're under the most incredible scrutiny. Look, it's what it is, you know. Like, just deal with
it. Mate.
Deal with it and
get on.
Yeah. Let's talk about football rather than that.
I don't want you to talk in-house, but you are around the commentators, the very good brains on the game. Or maybe just your personal view is easier. Do you think reffing has deteriorated? Has it stayed the same or has it improved?
Yeah, look, I don't like it when I hear somebody say, oh, the refereeing is the worst in my memory. You know, well, how's your memory going? I mean, look, the scrutiny that these guys are under, the testing that they go through, and every single decision is scrutinised, and they get reviewed on absolutely everything. So, I think it's probably better than it's ever been. You know, like to say that, you know, and people are critical of the video referee process and all the rest of it. Look, we've got the video referee. I think the process we've got is the best we've had, because the ones that we had before were pretty average. The benefit of the doubt and referee's call, I mean, they were awful. And the amount of controversy they caused was just 10 times worse than what we've got now.
Yeah, there's no perfect solution.
Well, TV to help the viewer has made it harder for umpires and refs than any official.
You know, when
there's so many more cameras, they're better quality.
When the rules were written, there were rules written like he has to be behind the kicker, but now we have to know that he has to have both feet behind the ball. So, like, every single rule has been scrutinised to the nth degree, and it has to be tightened up.
It wasn't meant to be that way.
It wasn't meant to be that way.
I won't go back through
my... The rules weren't written that way.
Olympic walk scenario, but we'll need to move on. The Broncos, $1.45. The Penrith Panthers, $3. Suncorp Stadium, 8 p.m. The winner goes on to play Melbourne. Broncos have got a bad record against the Penrith Panthers.
Yeah, they do, and Anthony Griffin's got a particularly good record against Wayne Bennett. I did hear Josh mention that earlier. But look, I give the Panthers a huge chance here. It will be a tough assignment for them to play at Suncorp in front of a pro-Brisbane crowd in those circumstances in a knockout semi-final. But look, I'll give them a huge chance, and I'm actually going to tip them to win. Big risk, I think, if Darius Boyd plays. You know, that's 2 weeks after a hamstring injury. If it was round two, I don't think we'd be seeing him. So they are rolling the dice. And, you know, they had problems last week with new players in position. Benji Marshall hadn't played beside Anthony Milford before. They missed Corbin Sims up front, just his aggression and the way he starts the sets off. So they had players in unfamiliar positions, and that affected their defence definitely against the Roosters last week. It was a pretty un-Brisbane-like performance defensively. And look, I rate the Panthers a big chance, especially with Bryce Cartwright, because they lacked a bit of that attacking flair with no Moylan and no Cartwright. But now that Cartwright, he's made a pretty low-key return, hadn't made a mistake. He made one last week against Manly, and I think that's a big key for him, that he's simplified his game. He's not throwing those Hail Mary offloads as he was. Two tries and a try assist against Manly last week. I think that's a big tick for him coming into a big game.
Eels scared the Storm, didn't they? They're the favourites, $1.32, Cowboys $3.30, and they're playing some gutsy footy.
The big problem, I think, for Parramatta is that just about everybody is expecting that they're going to win this and win it pretty comfortably. The fact the Cowboys had a 90-minute semi-final last weekend on Sunday, and they're playing with a shorter turnaround coming from North Queensland, I think everybody is tipping Parramatta to win, but that could be their biggest problem if they start believing that it's going to be an easy game, because the Cowboys, they won't give up.
They haven't given up, mate.
They haven't given up. Even when they lost five of their last six games, they were in every contest and made some pretty good teams look a bit average. You know, Cronulla should have put them away the first time they played a few weeks back.
See, I always say you can't win these big games without your best players out there. Parramatta are still missing Bevan French. They're still missing Clint Gutherson. But in saying all that, that's balanced by the fact that there's no Scott or obviously Jonathan Thurston for the Cowboys. But I see value in the Cowboys.
Yeah, well, the Cowboys have done most of their good things this year without those players. You know, Thurston's played seven games. Scott's played two. And they have just grown enormously. Michael Morgan has been one of the best players of the season. Was his, the first field goal he's ever kicked last weekend to win that game in extra time. And Tal Malolo's performance extraordinary, and he's doing it every week.
Yep. $1.32 Parramatta. The Cowboys, that's changed a little bit, Slats. $3.30 now, the Cowboys. So you're tipping the
With the Eels to win. No, I'm tipping the Eels to win that but I'm tipping Penrith.
Yeah, the upset in the Penrith game. So you're tipping them at $3.
I'm not so sure we'll get a Penrith-Parramatta grand final, but wow, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, wow.
No.
I don't think that'll happen, but wow.
Yeah.
Prospect. It's not impossible.
Still a chance.
No.
Good on you, Mido. Have a great weekend, mate.
Thanks, boys.